BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Gemma, I'm 23, and I'm from Corby. You might not know this, but I'm an accidental shoplifter. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gemma.
Yes.
So you're a shoplifter?
No, not intentionally.
Okay, you're an accidental shoplifter then.
Accidental, yes.
Is it not really bad that she's just given her name, age and where she's from?
Thing is,
on
though,
national radio.
That's what all actual shoplifters say. Oh, I didn't mean to. What's the story then?
Well, a few weeks ago, I was in Debenhams just shopping for some saucy lingerie. And, friend decides to attach a full set to my back, including suspenders.
Okay, so just describe what the lingerie looked like, which was on your back.
It was red and lacy.
So you've got there a red bra, red pants and suspenders.
Yes.
And it's attached to your back. How?
By the hangers.
Oh. And you haven't noticed this?
No.
Right.
So I finished looking, didn't purchase anything, and walked out the shop and the alarm went off.
Oh! I have nightmares about things like this.
It's never happened to me before. So I was quite embarrassed, but I didn't think anything of it, so I just carried on walking out the door.
With a full set of lingerie on your back still?
On my back, yes.
And the alarms are like, whoop, 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 whoop.
So loud, the loudest thing I've ever heard.
But you were like, well, it's not me.
No, so I turned around and there was nobody else, but I just carried on walking anyway. And about 2 minutes later, I was surrounded by about five security guards.
What did they say?
They asked if I was going to pay for what you've got, and I just looked blankly at them and asked what they were on about.
You didn't know you had any, did you?
No, and in the corner was about a million people just standing laughing at me.
Oh.
It would have been the most blatant shoplift in the world, wouldn't it? As you walk out with it attached to your... If they seriously thought you were taking that for real.
Yeah, absolutely clueless.
Did they have to say, excuse me, miss, do you realise that that's on your...
I think they genuinely thought that I had taken it and was trying to blag them.
And did no one, as you were walking out, point it out to you?
No, I did get some funny looks, but I just assumed that it was just people giving me funny looks.
See, this is like when you've got something in your teeth and no one tells you. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. So annoying. Just tell me that I've got spinach in there.
I sort of pride myself on being a gentleman, and if I do see a girl with her skirt tucked into her knickers and that kind of thing, I'm more than happy to tell them.
What do you say?
I quite enjoy it.
What do you say?
In a really strange kind of way.
What do you go? Right, excuse me, lad.
Just go, excuse me, you do realise what's going on down there. Like... I just think it's... I actually find it strangely fun.
I'd rather be told, you know?
Definitely, and I'm the kind of guy that's going to tell you.
But no one told you, did they, Gemma?
No, absolutely not.
That
I'm
you had
fine.
Bra and knickers on your back? And some suspenders? Yes. So presumably you didn't get prosecuted, otherwise you wouldn't be talking to me now, you'd be in some jail cell.
No, I didn't.
Because that's what they do.
I haven't been back into the shop since, though.
Which town centre was this?
It was in Leicester.
So you banned from every shop in Leicester now?
No.
Have you got an Asbo?
No.
Have you got an old school nickname, you know, like old robbers? It'd be like the bra and knicker.
No, I haven't, no.
The lingerie launderer or something. Like.
That will probably be my nickname now.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. So what do you do for a living?
I'm currently serving in the British Army with the Royal Engineers as a female IED searcher.
Which means wow. What?
Basically searching for bombs.
You search for bombs?
Yes.
That's incredible.
It's a very interesting job.
Is it not terrifying?
I wouldn't say terrifying. It's more exciting.
Okay, then.
You sound like the coolest girl ever. How do you get into that?
Yeah, how do you realise, I'm quite good at this bomb luck?
Oh, I just kind of chose it, really, kind of fell into it. I thought, that sounds good. And if I'm going to join the army, I want to do something exciting.
So, did you always want to do it?
Yeah, I always kind of thought, wow, that's pretty cool, so I'm going to do that. And I never really thought I'd see myself actually doing it until now, and I think, wow.
So where do you do this?
On operational tours, mostly.
Have you just cut... Are you on leave at the moment?
Yes, I am, yes. I'm 3 weeks leave, and I'm due to deploy to Afghan in 6 weeks.
Wow.
So the next part of your job is Afghanistan?
Yeah.
So you'll be, what, hunting for roadside bombs?
I'll be working alongside the Afghan forces, helping them, teach them to uncover things and teach them about IED awareness and doing some searching myself as well.
Sorry, you don't understand how impressed we are. We're just sitting here like this. Like.
It's incredible. Incredible. Are you excited about getting out there? Or?
Yeah, I'm really excited, but I'm kind of nervous. I suppose as it gets closer to it, I'll be kind of nervous. But at the moment, I just want to get out there and do my job.
I think being nervous is pretty natural for that.
I won't lie. I
think I'd be scared.
Is it your first time out there?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Well, listen, the very best of luck with it, with your assignment.
Thank you very, very much.
It's really good to speak to you. We've got a lot of admiration for you because not only do you save people from bombs, but you also sometimes have laundry attached to your back. We're full of admiration.
Thank you ever so much.
And make sure you keep in touch, all right? Let us know how you're getting on.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you ever so much.
All right, thank you so much for introducing the show.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. So it's going to be innuendo bingo at 1:45. We are ready for it. We've got some good clips. Thank you if you sent some in. Who's playing today?
We got Rihanna from movies, of course.
Good Lord.
It's going to be a good one.
Yep, she loves it. So it's Rihanna and Chris on innuendo bingo at 1:45. Make sure you get to a computer. Some people are now planning their lunch break around innuendo bingo. So they go for their lunch, leave the office, and then make sure they're back for 1:45.
It's probably difficult to eat your lunch whilst watching innuendo bingo.
Well, it'll go everywhere.
It's a waste, if anything.
Now, this is awkward. I've got my smartphone back on now. Hello, smartphone.
Oh, so what's happened to the other one?
Well, you see, I've now grown attached to my basic one, where you can't do predictive text, but you can play endless games of Sudoku.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. So now I have two phones on the go, and I don't know which one to bin.
I instantly distrust anyone with two phones.
Well, here's the thing. I saw a woman earlier on the bus with three phones.
Yeah.
Now, what is that about?
Well...
What are you doing there?
I'd report that. It's
You'd
suspicious.
Report it. Three phones.
You're now two phones Scott Mills.
Two phones Scott Mills. But what's she doing with three phones?
Well, probably the same as you with two.
Two?
Yeah.
Well, one of them's going to have to go. But you're right. I do not trust people with more than one phone.
Mm.
And some people are like, well, it's for one for work and one for pleasure. No, I'm sorry. I'm not buying that. You can do both with just the one.
So what?
It's
they're both
very
for
suspicious.
Pleasure for you, are they?
Sorry?
Both for pleasure for you.
Oh, well, no. There's a mix of work on both of them and pleasure on both now.
Right.
You know, some social activities with my friends and also some work. What am I going to do? Yes. The smartphone is faster, but does it have the battery life? No.
I think get rid of the smartphone and stick with the old one. It's done you well.
I quite like the retro-ness of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And we're on day five now and still haven't had to plug it in. You see? But yeah, three phones on the bus earlier, seriously.
Mm.
Sort your life out. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, so we've got Tony in Sunderland. On board and ready for innuendo bingo at 1:45. I have three phones. What's wrong with that? One for work and the other two are my own phones. No, I'm sorry. I don't believe anything you say. And Dan is ready in Southend for innuendo bingo at 1:45. Enhance your listening experience by watching it on the Radio 1 website. It's going to get wet today because it's Rihanna off of films. Not that one. And Chris here.
Mm.
And they know each other so well now. And do flirt a bit, it has to be said.
What?
You
no.
do. You blatantly write.
Oh, don't say this.
Text
then
in.
It makes it such an awkward situation.
Text in if you think that it gets
don't
a little bit flirty
ridiculous.
Sometimes between Rihanna and Chris.
Oh,
it does.
Come off it.
Come on. Anyway, it'll get wet because they know each other very well. Not like that. And they don't hold back. So make sure you watch it at 1:45 on the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. It's Thursday. It's 1:45-ish.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Hello, Zoe Ferris, who is preparing to play along with the bingo in the sun. Also, a nice picture from Dan and Leah has just come in Norwich. They are ready with their glasses on in the sun. Jason and Jay are ready for it, and they're watching as well. David is taking a later lunch today so he can watch Innuendo Bingo. And Robin and Irvin is also playing along and watching for the first time. Right, if you're watching now, you will see Chris here and also Rihanna. Hi.
Hi.
Our film lady.
Hello.
Wearing some crazy summer sunglasses.
Yeah, I'm getting in the mood and
yes,
protecting my eyes.
But you won't be wearing those for the actual bingo, I'm afraid.
What?
No, we need to see your eyes.
Oh, you making it? Oh, right, they're off.
Sorry about
Hold
that.
Hold on.
No.
She's also, she's changed her top clearly, because you didn't turn up to work in that, right?
No, I didn't.
Thank you. The glasses are off. Sorry, that's just the rules.
Really?
We don't. Yeah,
that's
yeah. We
really
don't.
Mean.
Don't allow people to wear sunglasses.
Yeah, but Chris doesn't wear mascara.
No, he doesn't. You can choose also not to wear mascara.
No, I need my mascara.
All right, cool. Sorry, we don't even let people that normally wear sunglasses play.
Really?
Kanye West, we're like, no, take them off. No.
Wow.
He's never played it.
You're strict.
Okay, so you know the rules. Mm-hmm. Basically, Chris and Rihanna here will put water in each other's mouths. I play some bingo that you have spotted some innuendos. If they find it funny, the water will spray, normally over each other. These two have history on
no,
bingo.
No, yeah.
Okay. All right. Don't get excited.
So
that they don't hold back. So it's worth watching. Go to the Radio 1 website now. Watching my first live innuendo bingo. That's Mac in Bromley. We've got Will and Annabelle in Preston watching for the first time on the internet. Okay, let's do this. Water, please.
I'm actually quite nervous about this one.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
You've played it loads.
I know, but Chris has got a glint in his eye.
No, I...
Well, yeah, a lot of people have said that. So, water, please. Luke McGregor, is that one? No. Thank you for spotting this innuendo bingo. And it's from Restoration Home.
I remember the window latches with the black swans, which my grandfather said was an old Valentine tradition. He was...
What? What's happened? That didn't... That stopped halfway through. That wasn't a bingo.
That was awful. But kind of funny because of it.
I don't get it.
Right, no, I don't get it either. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so let's do this one. Ready?
Are we having technical problems?
A little bit. It's all
right,
fine.
Let's go.
So over to Eggheads now, and I think the rules have changed a little bit.
And the last chance to knock one out, and I think you've been waiting for this.
Chris.
Oh, no. Right. We had an agreement before
we
this.
We didn't have an agreement.
Where did that go?
Face.
In the face. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Ready.
A classic here from Jamie Oliver.
Today, for me, feels like a very big milestone and stepping stone for me getting to the White House, which I hope to get to in the next couple of weeks. So, fingers crossed, Mrs. Obama, you know, lets me in the back door, really.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you.
Cheers,
guys. That was a good one.
Oh.
Good one, Jamie.
Fingers crossed. Mrs. Obama, you know, lets me in the back door.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Mm.
Jamie.
I know. Oh. Okay, more water, please. Who's wettest at the moment?
Rihanna.
Actually, I think that's true. This will change.
I'm watching online for the first time, says Helen in Wrexham. You're right, it really does enhance the moist pleasure. It does. Easy, Rihanna. And now over to Broadcasting House on Radio 4. And we've all been there.
As long as nobody's listening, I'm quite happy to go and have a fiddle on my own.
Don't cover your mouth.
No mouth covering. Little dribble there.
Definitely some dribble.
Oh,
wow.
As long as nobody's listening, I'm quite happy to go and have a fiddle on my own.
No, you feel really bad when it's like an elder lady.
No.
I find it funnier.
That's what I want to know about that first clip, about that old
It's all right. Don't worry. Okay, Rosie and Luton, give yourself the 250 points because you spotted this. And it's over to the Archers. They're at it again on Radio 4. Ready?
So, are you going to wipe the floor at the community games too?
Yeah, you bet. I'm a champion, Welly Wanga.
What? Is that an Olympic sport?
I'm a champion, Welly Wanga.
What is that?
I've no idea.
It's an Archers thing.
Oh.
Okay.
I've got a really wet chin.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Next one.
I'll just pour it over my kumquats.
I got myself.
I'd like to slip that one in.
I wasn't expecting that.
More water, please.
Oh, I just wet myself. Rubbish.
You've wet yourself.
I got myself wet.
All right. More water?
Sorry I didn't get around to chewing.
Scott.
You can't even get through this one.
It's the music. Amazing.
Come on.
Okay. Chris seems to be winning this. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I didn't get around to the champagne.
Yeah. Right. You're not going to get through this one.
Sorry, I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
You must have heard this. It's
so
doing this all the time.
It's still my favourite.
Amazing.
It makes him so happy.
Oh. You can't even get through him going, sorry, I didn't bring the champagne. Okay, next one.
I want to wait. Just to make sure it's not a kumquat one.
It's not.
This is definitely not going to be the kumquat.
I promise. What?
Rihanna's off.
You've lost it.
I'll just pour it over my kumquat.
Okay, come on.
Sorry. Oh. Sorry, I'll go.
She can't hold the water in her mouth. You're a mess.
Okay, let me... Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Uh-huh. People are loving your legs today, Rihanna. More water, please.
Too many times, Rihanna. You deserve that.
Your leg is in my way.
Right.
Come on, everyone.
Ready?
Yeah. Lawrence, thank you for this one. Holby City's changed.
Come on. It's muffin o'clock.
Is it always muffin o'clock in Holby?
I don't know, I haven't watched it for a while. Okay, ooh. And let's go back now to Restoration Home. More water, please. Uh-huh. Here we go.
I remember him at the end of every lunch getting out the monkey finger puppet and playing with it.
Well held, everyone.
I'll just pour it over my kumquats.
Look at the little wee dribbles come out. All right, and we've got one more. Oh. Rihanna's lost it, she can't speak.
Oh my god, okay.
Ready?
Ready.
I think I'm wetter than I've ever been before on this show.
Come on. All right, and this one from Farming Today.
We've now got the strap on. You can now winch her leg up.
Oh, I can't believe you did that.
We've now got the strap on. You can now winch her leg up.
All right, everyone?
Very good.
I think we all did well. Who's wettest, Rihanna or Chris?
Rihanna.
Definitely me.
Where are you going after this, Rihanna?
Actually, I haven't got anything planned.
Oh, well, you can just go and...
I'm just going to see Greg.
Oh, that's all fine. Go out in the sun for a bit and that'll dry off in no time at all. Thanks for playing again.
Thanks.
It's a Thursday treat.
I'm not high-fiving you, Chris.
Tradition.
I'll just pour it over my kumquats.
That was Innuendo Bingo. Thank you for listening and watching.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Cue the music. This music is that well posh because the posh Radio 4 lady is about to come on. It's time for... Don't do the in-betweeners dance to the Dear Scott
music. It doesn't
music.
Really work, does it?
Weirdo. It's time for Dear Scott, where the Posh Radio 4 lady reads out your emails that you've been sending. If you write in to us, you can say anything you want. It really doesn't matter what you write, because I don't think actually anyone checks them anymore. you will get on if you email in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. There's no quality control.
Hey, Scott. I haven't really got a question. Just wanted to say hi. Smiley. Jenny. Boston.
There we are, as I said. But hi, Jenny.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Just want to say hello. That's nice.
Saying hello there. Nothing, no real point to it, but cool. Hi. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L.
Hi.
Greetings from Washington, D.C. You'll no doubt be pleased to hear that Cher Lloyd has made her way across the Atlantic and is getting significant airplay in my area.
Yes, I keep seeing her tweets. She is getting quite big in America now.
Wow.
Yeah. Good for her.
Well, I'm pleased at least because it's one more person who's been interviewed on the show that I can actually identify now. As a faithful US podcast listener, I often have no clue who you're talking to or why they're famous. But somehow it's always funny anyway. Smiley.
Thank you. I often think this about people that listen to our podcast in other countries. They'll get a lot of it, but then there's some people and some things that we talk about, like The Only Way is Essex, or when we interview Nick Knowles, and they won't have a clue who these people are or what it is.
Want You Back has become a bit infamous among my friends and is now known as the Hoot Song.
Oh, the Hoot Song.
The Hoot Song.
Yes, as you said. But why?
Note to PR4L, pronounced as if someone has just punched you in the stomach. Hoot!
I think I know why. Yeah. Ugh.
I love the PR4Ls. Who was that? PR4L or Cher Lloyd?
I know, it's hard to tell, isn't it? That's Cher Lloyd there.
Yeah. Note to PR4L, pronounced as if someone has just punched you in the stomach.
Not that similar.
Sounds a bit weird when you put the two together, though, doesn't it?
Let's try it again. Hang on.
It's like some kind of fight.
Hang on. Yeah, weird.
I'm sure you know the sound that Cher makes in the song.
Yes.
Since the noise was pointed out to me, it's all I can hear when I listen to it. We want to know, does Cher make that noise in all her songs? Was she just feeling a bit ill that day? I think it sounds a bit like she's saying, come on! But everyone else thinks I'm hearing things. Am I right?
She doesn't do it in all her songs, no.
Thanks for the help. Laura, US shoe size 8.5. I've no idea what that is in the UK.
Well, thank you very much. That is a good email there.
Great email.
And next.
Hey, Scott. I've been feeling a bit guilty about a Scott Mills Point scam I was running while you were away.
Oh, yeah.
I sent Grimmy an email saying I was the great Prince Abdullah of Djibouti and he was entitled to millions of monies. All he had to do was transfer 1 million Scott Mills points to my Facebook account.
You're good, you're so cold.
It's a long number.
I was hoping to cash the points for a framed and signed photo of you, Chris, Becky, TOTDS, PR4L and PR4M. Oh, and Gary Pounder.
What?
And the spice rack, and definitely a nudie pen or two.
Sure.
However, after your appeal on Thursday the 19th of July, I feel I should return these points, unlawfully earned. Soz. Love the show. Sarge, from Birmingham. P.S. Where can I get a nudie pen from? I'd love one for work.
Chris is in charge of the nudie pens.
Yeah, they're quite... Actually, they're more difficult to get hold of than you'd think.
Hmm.
They don't sell them in many of those kind of shops.
No.
That you'd think they would.
When I go to the Greek islands to play my gigs, though, the nudie lighters are on. Loads of those.
Oh, I'll get
no,
you one.
No pens. I've got one.
I'm there this weekend, actually. I'm going to pick one up.
Do it. And thank you very much for being honest there and saying that you're not the Grand Prince of Djibouti, but you are actually from Birmingham. I do appreciate
also,
it. And what?
Nothing.
All right.
Dear Scott, Chris and Becky, if she's there. I recently met Grimmy at a Justin Bieber concert and he was very nice.
Yeah.
And we had a lovely chat about innuendo bingo. I then asked him if he could say hello to you for me, as I'm a big fan of your show. He said he would do the next morning in the office, so I gave him my name and said goodbye. I was just wondering if Grimmy did say hello to you for me. If he did, tell him thank you. But if he didn't, please tell him off.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Love you, bye. India. P.S. Oh. If you played the kumquat innuendo bingo thing, I would be so very happy, as it makes me laugh a lot. XX.
India, he did actually come in the next morning and say, oh, sick, lols. India says a lot. Like, totally sick she was. He did actually say that. So...
that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good of him, isn't it? See, he keeps to his word. And just for you, India...
sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
Anything else you want to say on Dear Scott? Send me an email. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Not long now to the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh. August 13th, we are going to be there. And we're putting on a night, four nights, in fact, of fun and filth. Me and Nick Grimshaw are hosting. Loads of weird, loads of wonderful acts from Edinburgh who will already be at the festival. And we're bringing some stars with us as well. You're going to love it. You'll be able to hear it all on Radio 1. You'll be able to watch it live on the Radio 1 website and on the BBC Red Button. And I'm still looking for people with talent who want to perform on the show. That's you lot, my lovely listeners. You don't have to live in Edinburgh. You don't even have to go to Edinburgh because we're going to get you on a webcam. So all you really need, the most important thing, is a decent internet connection. And we'll put you on a big screen so the audience can see you in Edinburgh. And obviously, everyone will be able to see you on the website and on the red button as well. So I'm still looking for people. If you have a talent that you think could be worthy of a place to perform on the Fun and Filth Cabaret, send me an email. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. All right, Kirk.
Hi there, all right.
What's happening today?
Hello, all right. Not very much. We're going to go on the Plymouth Hoe, my little girl, so I've got her for the day today.
Ah, Plymouth Hoe.
Yeah, on the Plymouth Hoe.
Is it lush weather?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Beautiful day.
So, you wouldn't have to leave Plymouth if you were on at the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh because you would be doing your talent via webcam.
Webcam, is it?
It is webcam. Have you got Wi-Fis?
I have, yeah.
Or as my dad calls it, Wi-Fi.
Does he? How's he? Why?
So, well, if you're going to change the first bit, then surely it should be Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So what can you do, Kirk?
What it is normally, like, on the weekend or whatever, if I'm getting, like, having a few beers with my mates and that, just sort of have a laugh and sort of do, like, famous songs or, like, TV programmes or their theme tunes, but in, like, a completely random language. That doesn't really make sense, but...
Yeah. What languages are they?
Just completely made up, really. It's not really a language as such. It just sounds foreign, but it doesn't really make sense.
So it sounds like you might be doing it in, let's say, French, but if a French person was to hear it, they wouldn't understand it at all.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, I want to hear this.
And does this impress your mates?
Well, yeah, we have a laugh of it. I mean, I just start doing random songs, and then they've got a guess sort of what it's from.
Can I hear one, then?
Yeah, of course, yeah. What
can you do?
EastEnders theme?
Yeah. Pino sono care pa suru tuta. Pino sore pa sina cole pa no. Sino pore tare pa suru pa chita. Sino pero fa sino se son pane.
See, that could have been like Portuguese or something, but it's not, is it?
Yeah, it could have been. It's not, it's just completely random, yeah.
Ollie Murs does this.
Does he?
He does a version of Hero by Enrique Iglesias, and it sounds like he's singing it in Spanish, but he's not. Yeah. Just sounds like it.
Really?
He's making
that's
it
right,
up. Yeah, it's his little party trick.
Because that did sound foreign to me. That did. That convinced me.
Can we have one more?
I could do Grease Lightning.
Grease Lightning?
Yeah.
And what language is this going to sound like?
If I'm honest, I don't know. You'd have to tell me after. I don't know. I just make
opposite. Generic foreign.
Okay, then I'm ready.
Yeah. Go see the bar, see them bar, see the bar, the door. Be sad, oh, go see the bar, see the bar, see the bar, see the bar, and open. See them bar, it's door, be the side, it's pass a book, be sad, oh, be sad, oh, be the bar, it's a 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 bar.
See, it is impressive to come up with on the spot, I think. I would say that's Italian.
Yeah.
Let's go with that, shall we? All right, well, listen, our talent scouts will sift through your entry personally, Dan and Phil.
Yeah.
And if we like you enough, if they like you enough, you could be on by webcam at the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
Ideal.
And thank you so much for sending me a little email.
Yeah,
Thank you very much. Not a problem at all.
Loving your work. Have a good day.
And you. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Ciao.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Right, my dad isn't the only person that calls Wi-Fi Wi-Fi. Matt in Oxford's been on. He was on a family holiday recently in France, and his dad goes up to reception. Matt found this highly embarrassing and goes, bonjour. Free Wi-Fi? Free Wi-Fi? But they understood him and said, ah oui, monsieur, because an actual French has been on confirming this. Wi-Fi in France is Wi-Fi.
Is it?
And my dad goes to France a lot. So I'm sorry, Dad, you're excused.
The Scott Mills Daily.
ASAP Rocky sounding good on Bournemouth Beach. Ryan's been on. Loves that tune. He says, guys are all pumped and flexing their guns. I'm chilling on the beach. There's girls in bikinis looking neat. Bikinis, zucchinis, martinis.
What's that from again?
California Girls, you played it earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand why he rhymes bikinis with zucchinis. I'm not doubting the genius of Snoop Dogg. But why are the girls there with bikinis and courgettes?
Always confuse me. Yeah. I never question these things.
Yeah. It's like when you go to America, like, you want zucchini? Yeah. But then, you know, when you go to America and they offer you every kind of option, it's like with bread, they give you like 100 different ideas. And you're like, it's the most stressful experience ever eating out in America because you're like, oh, don't know. We only have a couple of types in England.
I'm just looking at a picture of a zucchini here. And, you know, you learn something new every day from this show, don't you?
You do, yeah. It's an education.
Amazing.
Right, some more people that want to be on in the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh. How are you doing, Seb?
Good, thank you, mate.
Now, we're just doing these auditions for the Fun and Filth Cabaret. Would you like to be part of it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
So what do you actually do?
I play the drums. I've played them since I was 9. I can sort of play in a band, but I can also just play a solo.
See, this is good, because there's nothing I like more than when I go to a concert and the drummer does do a drum solo.
Yeah.
Only because it doesn't happen at the gigs that I go to.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, do they do that at Steps?
Not so much, no. But I enjoy it when it happens, yeah. You know? So I've got a bit of what you do here off of YouTube, Seb.
Yep.
So nearly 6,000 people have watched this on YouTube.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks,
and 49
everybody.
Of them liked it.
Awesome, cheers.
No, I'm sure lots more people... Right.
They actually liked it on Facebook.
I'm sure lots more people liked it.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. Hey, guess what? Who's just applied to be on the Fun and Filth Cabaret, Seb?
What's that?
Chris Martin. He says it's not him, but it clearly is. And he plays the melodica.
Right.
So maybe you and Chris Martin could team up. You could play the drums and he could play the melodica.
Maybe they're in the same room. Maybe the drummer.
I'd be interested in playing with any other musician live. It's always good fun.
Especially the one off Coldplay.
Yeah, definitely.
Out of interest, are you the drummer from Coldplay?
No.
I don't know your name.
No, I'm Will. Not, I'm afraid.
Is your name actually Will?
No, it's not. I'm sitting with a Will, but my name's not Will.
Is he the drummer in Coldplay?
He's definitely not a drummer at all.
Okay. Well, listen, it's good to speak to you. I'm going to pass your details on, because that is impressive. It's a good talent to have. To Dan and Phil, our amazing talent scouts. And if they decide you're good enough, you'll be in the final to perform at the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
And I think if more people want to like your video, what do they type? It's just Great Drum Solo, it's called, on YouTube.
Yeah, or type my name, Seb Manthorpe, and you can find it. It'll come up there.
You'll have loads more by the end of today. Good speech, to you, Seb.
Cheers, thanks, Scott.
Love
Cheers.
You, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Something really weird just happened to me. I got completely obsessed because an ice cream van just pulled up outside Radio 1. I actually was outside and I called down to the studio going, Chris, there's an ice cream van outside! This never happens outside Radio 1.
You were so excited.
Something really weird just happened where I was like, I have to secure an ice cream right now. But then I didn't have time. It's gone now. They seriously need to update the music on those. He was playing,
what do you mean?
If you go down to the woods today, like, a bit more contemporary, please.
Yeah, but it's meant to make you feel like a kid. It's meant to evoke those kind of memories, isn't it?
Yes, but also, what's wrong with having, like, I don't know, Bad Romance, Lady Gaga playing?
Pound the Alarm.
Or like, I would settle for Payphone, Maroon 5. It's always the same.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It is time for Oh, What's Occurring? And today it's all about celebrity autobiographies. I love them. Before we do that, lol to Bruce Forsyth just carrying the Olympic torch. Have you seen him?
Is he?
He's doing it. Well, he has just done it.
Is he in a golf buggy?
No, he's just at the BBC Television Centre. He's got a big old smile on his face. And then he did his trademark pose, you know, with the fist up to his face.
Did he?
But still carrying the torch. Go on, Bruce.
Oh, what's occurring?
Good flame. Okay, and now it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? Today we delve into the world of celebrity autobiographies. That was such a rubbish joke, I'm so sorry. So, I just give you the title and you tell me who wrote the book.
Oh, what's occurring?
And we are joined once again by Rihanna. Hi, Rihanna.
Hi, you just can't get enough of me, can you?
We love you on this show, you know that. We do need to get your permission for some pictures as well that might be going up on the website soon from Innuendo Bingo earlier. It's fine. Yeah, just we need to clear it with you before.
No.
It's all right. It's all good. It's all fine.
That is awful.
It's not. It's well, you'll get, you know, first say if you want any to be taken down. Have you just seen the first one?
I just need to clarify that I am, in fact, wearing shorts. You can't see them,
yeah,
but I
are.
Am.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Okay.
So, it's celebrity autobiographies. It's Rihanna against Chris. We give you the title. You tell me who wrote it for 10 Scott Mills points each. The voice of the tweets is here. Today, the voice of the autobiographies. And here he is. Here's your first title.
Sly Moves.
Sly Moves.
So you can normally tell by the title.
I've got an idea. Is it Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, good idea. No, good answer. I'm going to go Sly Moves. I'm going to go... Oh, it's tricky, this game. I'm going to go Mark Wright.
Oh, God. Don't tell me he's got an autobiography.
No, he's your new default answer because I banned you from having Donald Trump as the answer. So every time he doesn't know what to say, he just goes, Mark Wright. Sly Moves, Mark Wright, Rihanna says Sylvester Stallone. The answer is...
Sylvester Stallone!
Oh, get in!
10 points to Rihanna. And your next autobiography.
Nerd Do Well.
Oh, I've got this. This is my toilet book.
Okay, we'll let Chris go first then.
What's it called?
Nerd Do Well.
Nerd Do Well. Nerd Do Well. I'm going to go... What would Rihanna read?
I know this. I love that I know this.
I'm going to go Stephen Fry.
It is not. It is, in fact, Simon Pegg.
It is, in fact, Simon Pegg.
Yes!
Well, 20 points. You're racking them up. And the next autobiography.
Hitting Back.
Oh.
Hitting Back. Hitting Back? Is that like sort of boxer or something?
Yeah, I was thinking boxer, but then I thought Sly Stallone is... kind of a...
Or it could be tennis, couldn't it? I'm going to go Andy Murray.
Andy Murray, says Chris. Rihanna says it belongs to...
Lennox Lewis.
And the answer is...
Andy Murray.
Oh.
Yes, Chris. Absolute guess.
Well done.
And your next autobiography...
Dirty Blonde.
This is going to be fun.
Okay. Who is a dirty blonde?
That's got to be a guy, because that's way too suggestive for a girl.
I wouldn't be so sure.
What's the female equivalent of Mark Wright? Dirty blonde.
Fern Cotton. Joking, Fern, for listening.
That's the answer.
I don't know. Dirty blonde. Who do you think's a dirty blonde?
It's one of those situations where I can't pick... I can't think of
I've got
one,
an idea.
You know?
Boris Johnson.
Oh, good answer.
Just pick a dirty blonde girl. Any.
Why am I finding that so difficult, dude?
Oh, come on, you know many. Dirty and blonde.
Yeah.
I love dirty and blonde.
Oh, I can't... Oh.
A dirty blonde girl.
Donald Trump. You should see the hand gestures.
No, not Donald Trump. Okay. That's not allowed.
I genuinely...
Jordan. Say Jordan.
That'll do.
Can you near and really not think of any?
I don't... It's one of those situations where, you know... Well, there's obviously so many choices, I can't think of one.
Okay, so you're saying Katy Price, Jordan, and you're saying...
I can't remember what did I say. Oh, Boris Johnson.
And the answer is...
Courtney Love.
Oh,
yeah, dirty blonde.
Sums.
And next one?
Storytelling.
Storytelling. It could be a play on words with their name.
Tori Spelling.
No.
Is that her name?
Story.
Storytelling could be the autobiography of Tori Spelling. You don't know who that is, do you?
No.
Do you know why?
What?
Because she's an actress. And you don't know any. You don't know any?
No.
Anne Hathaway was in the other days. I never heard of her.
You're joking.
No, never heard of her.
Chris!
Didn't know her. Okay, the answer is...
Tori Spelling.
Yes! Oh, I love this game!
Well done. 30 points. I love that what she did there with her name.
That's quite clever, actually.
One more. No, two more.
A Simple's Life.
Meerkat from those adverts.
No. Well, why would they write a book?
Well, why would they have their own advert about car insurance?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I was going to go Meerkat as well.
Calm down.
I'm gonna go, I can't remember the name of it. I'm going to go that Meerkat.
No, they haven't got an autobiography, have they?
Blatantly have.
No, they haven't, though. Simple's Life. Think of someone simple who has a life.
Meerkat.
No, just go on to say the first person that you think who is simple.
No,
Mark Wright.
Yeah, Mark Wright.
Oh, well done, everyone. Okay, right. And the answer is...
Alexander Orlov. Yeah, off of Meerkats.
Meerkat. Scott, in your face.
I'm gutted.
Apologise.
To the nation and to us.
It's ridiculous that the Meerkat has a book. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry I ever doubted you. You only copied her anyway. Sorry, her being Rihanna. I'm so sorry. And one more.
She. Ooh, what a lovely pair.
Oh, that's got to be someone like David Walliams or something.
Matron.
Kenneth Williams.
Who's this then? Who's got a lovely pair?
Rihanna. Off of,
off of film?
No, the pop star.
Oh, Chris.
Anyone?
Well, no, the...
You nearly gave me a compliment then.
I don't know her last name. Does she have a last name?
Rihanna. She does. No, she's just her, Rihanna.
Her
she?
Real first name is Robin, by the way.
Oh,
so,
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, you think... can we have the title again?
Oh, what a lovely pair.
Oh, what a lovely pair. The Rihanna story. Yeah. No, it's not going to happen, is it? Who else with a lovely pair? Come on.
I've given my answer. I've given... Oh,
a lovely pair.
You asked me to name someone with a lovely pair.
Yes.
I don't like this
game. Oh, come on.
No, I'm not. I'm.
You
not.
Tell me loads of people that have got a lovely
I
pair. You can't
not.
Say it on the radio.
Don't be silly.
Come on.
I am saying, no, don't do that hand action. I'm saying Rihanna, the pop star Rihanna.
Still?
Yes.
What are you saying?
I think I'm still going to go with David Walliams. I can't think of anyone else.
And the answer is...
Ant and Dec.
Hey!
Oh, they're a pair. Yay! I get it now. That's clever, that, isn't it? Yeah.
I love a bit of Ant and Dec.
So, Rihanna just maxed it out there.
I
and
did,
got
didn't I?
30 Scott Mills
40,
points.
40, wasn't it?
40 Scott Mills points.
Thanks, Scott.
Sorry. And thank you very much for coming in again. Thank you very much to the voice of the autobiographies. And that was, who was that writing that autobiography?
Catchy.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, PR4L and the one that doesn't speak. Hi. My sister and I managed to get tickets to the diving semi-finals. Score. Of course, we will be supporting GBR, like the extremely sexy Tom Daly, swoon, ex. We are hoping he will win, so to distract Chu Bo, China, we will definitely be shouting, go on, pigs. How many SMPs would we get for that?
Don't shout at Tom Daly and put him off by shouting, go on, pigs. Oh, they're shouting at the others?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, do that.
But that will just encourage them.
This is to Chris. I love listening to Tap End at the Tap End. Ironic. Scarlet and Cozy, Hong Kong and London. Lots of X's.
There we are.
I find it weird when people listen and they're obviously naked, you know?
Yeah.
That's not right.
I don't think they wrote that in the bath, but they do like to enjoy the Tap End as much as you do. And yes, we do know people that have been to the opening ceremony at the Olympics. The rehearsal, that is. It hasn't happened yet. It's on tomorrow. And we're thinking we might do some kind of, on the show tomorrow, some kind of Harry Potter style spoiler before they actually do it. Let us know your thoughts on that.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.